You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Weatherman's been threatening that snow all week. It's here. Dusted off my crock pot last night. Loaded baked potato soup for the cold temperatures. Ready when I woke up this morning. I would have brought you some, but I know you probably wouldn't have eaten it, so kept it for myself.
Yeah, I'll admit I act funny with other people's food.
Good to know I'm other people. President-elect Joe Biden announced the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. We're going to break down what's in it a little bit later on in the show. Today is the actual birthday of a man that helped change the consciousness of this country.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. Lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over there. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Yes. Somewhere I read. Yes. Of the freedom of press. Yes. Somewhere I read. Yes. That the greatness of America is the right to protest far right.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622 today. Look for highs in the upper 30s with a winter weather advisory in effect. Shay, what's poppin'?
Well, Oprah Winfrey is reportedly working on a biopic on her life.
Another one.
It works at Apple TV. Doc will chronicle 25 years of American history through the lens of one show and one woman who rose from humble roots to become a globally famous talk show host, producer, actress, and philanthropist.
I don't understand how she got all that money from the talk show. That's what I don't get.
She took control over the show, so she was the executive producer. At first, it ran through King World. Then she bought the rights to it, and it was Harpo.
Damn! Well, that explains it.
I'm telling you. She's got a career that anyone would envy. Who do you think could play Oprah Winfrey?
You. There you go. Shay Moore.
Oprah more curvy than me. They had to put me some hips on.
They can do that. CGI.
They gonna CGI me some hips.
Mm-hmm. P6.
Morris Chestnut has revealed that Best Band 3 is still happening.
Third one?
Yeah.
All right.
The first two were really good. When they came out with the Best Man Holiday, you know, at first I was like, is this gonna be something? But it was really good. And at the time, my sister was going through cancer, so I sat in the movie theater with a little tear caught in the corner of my eye.
I didn't see the second one.
You didn't?
No.
It's really good. You should check it out. Matt Wilds? You know who he is?
Oh, the singer?
Mm-hmm.
On It?
He got married.
Congratulations.
How old is he?
If I had to guess, what, late 20s? Okay. Something like that.
Well, he got married to somebody named Christina Hammond.
He one of them people that, to me, in my opinion, that in my world, he got famous out of nowhere. I don't know what he did. Like, I don't know what he acted on or anything like that.
They said they wanted an intimate ceremony, so their parents zoomed in. They weren't even there.
Well, that's tough.
Yeah, I know. So Tom Cruise is really vigilant about COVID-19. So they're actually filming right now for Mission Impossible 7. Mm. He's also executive producing. So they said that he has brought in some bots that are supposed to watch over everybody to make sure that the social distancing is happening.
Really?
Yeah. Is that weird?
I mean, can we get them everywhere? why he the only one that got them?
Can you imagine a bot flying around in the studio, and if you get too close, zit?
Yes, I actually can.
I'm zap.
Look, we living in the future, y'all. Y'all remember on Demolition Man where they got tickets for cussing? That's the world we living in now. You ain't never seen that movie?
Demolition Man?
That's right.
With Sylvester Stallone?
And Simon Phoenix.
Who's that?
That's the character that Wesley Snipes played with the blonde hair. They got tickets for cussing. Now, if that was the case, Shay, you be bankrupt.
Me?
You. You cuss like a settler.
What?
Do I need to break out the proof, Shay?
I'ma cuss you out, Brian.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Y'all know they got this little group called Beyond Submissive, so I'm in all the little groups. So it's these little girls that's trying to come for everybody. They out on there being disrespectful, calling us slaves and everything. And they on there with these fake booties. But my problem was, you on here capping them like you got an ass. You got a whole pillow telling people you only shop at Armani and Versace when you got this rainbow $5 skirt on. And I know you got it from Rainbow because I got the same one. And that's why I'm mad, though.
Cindy, what are you doing in a Beyond Submissive group? You're not submissive at all.
No, I'm not, but my cousin them asked me. I'm trying to see what's going on quarantine. I can look in there and join in the festivities and get on back out of there. So what I did yesterday, I went and put that same skirt on that she had on.
Ew.
Put the pillow in there too.
Really?
And I tagged her in my live and I went ham on her. And that's why I'm mad, dog, because I'm telling this little girl, quit playing with me. I got a daughter your age that will smash you.
Miss City, why you got all them pictures on your wall on Facebook?
Why you know what my house was like?
You friends with Miss Cindy on Facebook?
Nah, somebody linked me to one of her lives and asked me.
You a lie. You know you trolling.
Excuse me. Yeah, all right.
I got them pictures on my wall. It'll keep people from stealing. And if it take one, I know what's missing right there.
Well, don't move one of them pictures or else the roaches might come out.
Oh, Brian.
Oh, no, dude, you got me messed up.
Brian. Bye, Miss Cindy. Have a good one.
Bye, Mr. Brian. You got me messed up.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So, Red Friday is here.
Oh, boy.
Kansas City Chiefs facing the Cleveland Hash Browns inside Arrowhead on Sunday.
The Hash Browns. You crack me up with that. I've never heard anybody call them that before. But, yes, this is a high-powered offense, Shay. They're a really good team. They got stars. And, of course, they got former Chief Kareem Hunt coming back to town. And he had a little things to say on social media this week after the Browns' victory versus the Steelers. He said, it's personal. Oh, it's personal coming to Kansas City? For the job that you messed up, that was all your fault? Okay, bet. Come on through. 2:00 at Arrowhead goes down Sunday. Here is Coach Andy Reid talking about Sunday's game.
Look forward to the challenge of playing the Cleveland Browns. I mean, we had a bird's eye view of them yesterday, watching them, and they're a good football team, and we knew that coming into it. We had a chance to study them last week, and as we did the other three teams that were involved or potentially involved with playing, that we might be playing. So, all in all,
listen, this is going to be a good game, Shay. We're not going to blow them out. I don't think we're going to blow anybody out in the playoffs. It's the playoffs, for God's sake. But there are things to be worried about, specifically our defense matching up against their offense because, like I said, they're very good offensively. But they can be shaken. They can be shaken. They do have a good running game with the previous mentioned Hunt and Nick Chubb. Their defense is pretty good, but we should be able to chop suey their defense onto a victory.
2:00?
2:00 Sunday. Have your crock pot ready.
Stay ready. President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion American rescue plan, which included another $1,400 direct cash payment to taxpayers, a minimum wage increase to $15 an hour, and much more. We're going to find out what you think about that plan coming up at 7-Eleven.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Have to move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated, to create more places for them to get vaccinated, to mobilize more medical teams to get shots in people's arms, to increase vaccine supply, and to get it out the door as fast as possible. Direct cash payments, extended unemployment insurance, rent relief, food assistance, keeping essential frontline workers on the job, aid to small businesses. These are the key elements to the American Rescue Plan.
That was President-elect Joe Biden as he unveiled a $1.9 trillion legislative proposal last night for tackling the coronavirus and the economic fallout from the pandemic.
$1.9 trillion.
First time we've got a cogent plan that I've heard of,
yeah,
of addressing real issues that are happening across this country. He's calling the plan the American Rescue Plan, which would work to reach his goal of administering 100 million vaccines by the 100th day of his administration.
Mm.
He also wants to send out a check for $1,400 to most Americans in addition to the $600 that's already been sent out for a total of 2,000. It would also extend an increase in unemployment benefits and the suspension of evictions and foreclosures through September. Additionally, it would increase minimum wage to $15 an hour, expand paid leave, and increase tax credits for families with children.
I think all of these are good. The only problem I have with it, Shay, and I know it equals 2,000, but I feel like we were duped. He said in January or earlier this month when he was talking to Georgia, the good people of Georgia, trying to rally for them to turn Georgia blue, he promised
$2,000. 600 plus 14 is two.
But we got the 600 from old boy. I want the other 600 from him.
It's all our American money from paying our taxes.
I'm like, you don't see what I'm saying though? Like, I feel like he was a little slick with his wording.
I don't see it that way. And he may or may not be able to get it through. Yeah. I mean, this is all proposals. It has to still go through our legislative body for it to be able to be passed. The question this morning is, Kansas City, how do you feel about the American Rescue Plan?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
720, look for highs in the mid 30s today. Winter weather advisory in effect for the town. Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Capricorn friends. Chicago West, daughter of Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, is 3. Rapper Pitbull is 40. Mm. Rapper and producer Ninth Wonder is 46 today.
I know you like that. That's more your flavor.
Rachel Roy, designer and ex-wife of Damon Dash, is 47.
Fine.
Mario Van Peebles is 64 today. Lisa from Lisa and the Cult Jam is 54.
That's what Julie used to listen to.
Boxer and former WBC lightweight heavyweight champion Bernard Hopkins is 56. And the first time we hung out,
what,
was at this guy's concert. Young Joe.
Hey! I'm at the tip top, ain't I? Choppers in the trunk of making do the Macarena. Hey!
Shouts out to St. Joe. That's where we hung out.
Yes, we did.
Of course, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh, yeah.
He would have been 92 years old today. And it's also the birthday of my Capricorn sister, Julie Jones.
Oh, yeah, it is, Julie. Happy birthday, Julie. And you didn't do Regina King.
Oh, I missed that.
Mm-hmm.
Actress Regina King is the big 5-0.
Yeah, that's right. Brush that weak ass face.
Happy birthday, everybody else born on January 15th.
She done said that to somebody in real life. Right. That ain't no acting.
Right. Nah, yeah, that's real right there. Oh, boy.
YFN Lucci is being held in custody at the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta. No bond, Brian.
Wow. Serious.
According to cops, he was James Adams, who was the victim of this alleged murder, was seen in a video like being pushed out of the car.
Hey, man, just took his last breath, man.
Man, we have help on the way already. Tell me exactly what happened.
We don't know about me and my sister. We were just walking down the street, and somebody just rolled down the street with a man hanging out the car. They just pushed him out the truck and left him for dead.
Ma'am, I thought you said he was shot in the head.
Yes, he is shot in the head. They threw him out the car. He just died. He just took his last breath.
We have the ambulance already on the way, okay?
Wow.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Walking down the street.
Yeah, seeing all that.
So YFN's attorney said in a statement, quote, our review of the initial evidence made available to us indicates there is no basis for any criminal charges against Rayshawn Bennett. We will continue our independent investigation on his behalf. Cardi B landed her first starring role in a film called Assisted Living.
Ow.
The film is being described as a raucous comedy with tremendous heart in the same vein of films like Tootsie, Sister Act, and Mrs. Doubtfire.
Ew.
Sound like the 2021 version of the Disorderlies.
She's got the kind of personality that I think she can pull this off.
Yeah.
They say Cardi will play Amber, who's a small-time crook who finds herself in over her head when a heist goes wrong. On the run from the cops and her former crew, Amber disguises herself as an elderly woman and hides out at her estranged grandmother's nursing home.
Now that
sounds funny.
Look, Cardi, I'm telling y'all right now, it's the reason why she hasn't put out an album in almost 4 years now. There's a reason why she's doing this little variety show she has. And there's a reason why she is where she is now. It's because of Love and Hip Hop, right? So I think that Cardi is making a turn to TV and movies. I really do.
Macaulay Culkin says he wants Donald Trump out of Home Alone too.
Oh, Lord!
Can you do that?
You can edit him out of that part. It's not, he doesn't play a prominent part. They're in his hotel, and he just makes a little 2-second cameo. So it really has no significant role in the movie.
Some Twitter users have already photoshopped Donald out. And
Macaulay Culkin.
He weighed in, telling one user he was sold on the petition to remove Trump out of the movie.
Well, everybody tried to get, gone off that situation.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Kansas City Public Schools is the first local school district to roll out vaccines for teachers and staff with the hopes of getting students back in the classroom by March.
All right.
Last night, President-elect Joe Biden presented a $1.9 trillion plan addressing the financial fallout Americans and business owners have felt for the last year of the pandemic.
We'll have to move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated, to create more places for them to get vaccinated, to mobilize more medical teams to get shots in people's arms, to increase vaccine supply, and to get it out the door as fast as possible. Direct cash payments. Extended unemployment insurance, rent relief, food assistance, keeping essential frontline workers on the job, aid to small businesses. These are the key elements to the American Rescue Plan.
Where do I sign?
Yeah, I want to sign them too, Shay, but I'm semi-apprehensive because of the fact that other countries, they're doing way better than we did as far as giving out stimulus. Canada. They got $2,000 per month. Australia got $1,000 per month. South Korea, the workers got 70% of their salaries. In the UK, 80% of their salaries. So we can do, this is better than what we had, but the bar was in hell. So I think we can do better.
All right, what do you think about the American relief plan?
I don't believe President-elect Biden was trying to pull the wool over our eyes. I think he was rallying for the $2,000 initially that we should have gotten when we got the $600. So in its essence, what he's doing is adding the $1,400, as Shay said, to make it a total of $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all for it. I'm here for it. Give me my free.
I know that's right. Give us free.
Yes.
What do you think about the $15 an hour minimum wage?
I'm on the fence about that. They've been rallying here for the $15 an hour. I just don't know if I want my 16-year-old, getting $15 an hour. I think you kind of got to work for that, But it is what it is.
She started talking back to you because she got her own money.
You hear? She didn't even the time in. When I started, y'all don't want to know what minimum wage was when I started working. Me and Julie Jones are classmates, so that tells you where I am. Minimum wage was way down, and we worked hard for that, and it built character.
Okay, what's your
name? You know, my name is Crystal.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning, Crystal. Say happy birthday to Julie.
Happy birthday, Julie! Yes!
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Snow here, Brian.
Oh, is here?
Yeah.
Well, you got the blinds closed, so I can't see.
This weather kicking your
Oh, yeah? See, now I see what meteorologists be going through. Shout out to my dogs, Gary Lezak and Brian Busby.
Whoa. Kansas City Council announced that we've got a $50 million budget fall due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
That ain't good.
First time we're hearing a national plan to address the issues of the pandemic. President-elect Joe Biden, he released the American Rescue Plan last night, B. He's looking to get 100 million vaccines out to the public by the 100th day of his administration. He wants to add another $1,400 check directly to the pockets of taxpayers to go with the $600 that was already administered. He want to increase unemployment benefits and suspend evictions and foreclosures through at least September. He'd also like to increase the minimum wage to $15 per hour.
Mm-hmm. Something needed. I still don't think it's enough.
What are your thoughts on this?
We're in America. We're supposed to be the most powerful country in the world. And they are giving us, what was it, $1,200 the last time, $600 this time. Like, how are people that are really struggling expected to live off of that for months? Like, it's ridiculous.
So what do you think about the American Rescue Plan?
It sounds a little bit better, but we really need something better. Other countries are giving their residents thousands per month to survive, you know, to, hey, stay inside. Here go a couple thousand. We'll pay your mortgage bills, whatever. And here we are, you know, everybody's going homeless, bankrupt, whatever.
All right, what's your name, fam?
Aaron.
Thank you so much for calling and sharing that with us.
No problem.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
2021 is the year of more, Brian.
More cheese Super Bowls, right?
More love for self, more health, more wealth, more engagement, more connection. A Better You series is how we're helping the town get everything in alignment. Wesley Hamilton, he's a father, a model, a gun violence survivor, an entrepreneur, philanthropist. Did I forget anything, Wesley?
Nah.
You forgot that the lady's calling Meals on Wheels.
There you go, man.
He is typhoon. But anyway, Wesley's been through a lot in his years. Famously, his story was shared on Netflix series Queer Eye. He was shot during an interaction and was rendered paralyzed. He's a single father. And we're talking about a situation that many folks may be experiencing right now, Brian. That's a feeling of being stuck, a feeling of not really knowing how to take your life to the next level, allowing limitations to stand in your way.
Wesley, tell us about your journey, fam.
Yeah, I was shot multiple times, which caused me to be paralyzed from the waist down. You know, being overweight at that time, dealing with medical complications, really made me just go into fitness and nutrition. That really changed my life and allowed me to find my true self. I was stuck trying to figure out an identity, and it was kind of hard for me, but I ended up figuring it out. I knew I was different in the world, and I just wanted to show that world what that meant. When you're in the world and you got so many people looking at you differently, a lot of people judging you, the only way that you can be able to move through the way you want is by being able to identify yourself the way you want, using that as power. And so, in my journey, it was that I ended up using my self-reflection as power.
Wesley, I know in your situation, it could have been real easy to quit. What's the one thing that kept you going?
Affirmations, man. The power of words. When you're defeated or facing defeat, downfalls or whatever, you have to be able to tell yourself things that you can believe, things that you can manifest. And I truly believe the words that I started to tell myself, that I would be better, that I would be more than my circumstances, that the man that tried to take my life gave me life. Those things really allowed me to see my situation differently and see myself differently.
What was it inside? Okay, I gotta get out of this situation. I've gotta get myself healthy. I've gotta surpass the circumstances that I've been dealt.
I'm a single father, so I have my daughter. My daughter, you realize that it's bigger than you, despite your limitations, despite the circumstances. I think just because I had her watching me, watching my defeat, I didn't want her to see a grown man defeated at such a young age, right? Like, I didn't want her to witness that. And so I would just encourage people is that, like, when you're low, just realize that other people are watching you be strong. And so even though you don't want to hide or fake your strength, you start to find strength within because you understand that it is bigger than you and those defeats matter.
Wesley has become a bodybuilder. Like I said earlier, he type fine. So there are people right now who have the use of their legs who are thinking to themselves, I need to get fit. I need to get my body in order. What would you tell them from a person who really overcame some serious issues?
For anybody that's just trying to take that first step, just understand that every day you're going to be a work in progress. But you have to understand that that's what it is and that your progress never ends. For me, the transition is that I know I can be better every day. And so I push myself and I take baby steps, you know, and I just encourage everybody else to take the baby steps for you to be the person that you want to be.
Wesley, thank you so much, man. Keep inspiring, keep encouraging, and stay on the path that you on, dog. I see superstardom written all over you, fam.
Hey, man, just trying to rep the city the way we can, man, in a positive manner. So appreciate y'all.
Make sure you connect with Wesley at disablebutnotreally.org.
Boom.
Appreciate you, Wesley. Have a good one, dog.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822, highs in the mid-30s today. Very windy. Got a whole lot of snow and 30 at the Grandview Triangle. Y'all be careful. Shade, what's poppin'?
Gospel great Durenice Price, member of the Anointed Pace Sisters, passed away, Brian.
Uh-huh. Of confusion, I know you bring peace to my soul. I'm gonna I'll let nothing separate me from your love. For in every situation, you in control. Oh no.
If I could sing, that's how I would want to sound like.
Yeah, Queen Naja can't do that.
She's shouting the demons down. You know she in heaven right now, child. She done shouted some demons out of folk.
Yeah. Rest in peace. Yeah, SZA can't do that.
You leave those young girls alone.
I'm just saying. They can sing, but not like that.
So, of course, new information is coming out about Wendy Williams' life as she prepares for her biopic that's airing on Lifetime January 30th. Mm-hmm. So in a recent interview, she talked about a time where she was raped. She said she was a young DJ at the time, and a man who had a number one song on the R&B charts, his name was Sherrick, and the song was out in 1983. I've never heard of him. Have you?
I haven't. It says 87, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe the information on here is wrong.
Never heard of that.
So she said that, you know, she was doing her thing at the radio station. He invited her to the album release party. She went to his hotel room. He said, oh, hold on. I'm going to go take a shower right fast before we go. And so he laid out some powder. And she said she had already been familiar with it. So she was doing it. And then he came out. And that's when he assaulted her and raped her.
Let's be clear, man. No woman deserves that. And we as men, a lot of times say that don't even cross our mind. At least for me, it doesn't. In the fact of what y'all have been through, not all women, but a lot of women have been through a lot of traumatic stuff.
So his wife, Lynn Carter Smith, who he married in 1993, is telling Wendy, you know, leave this alone. Let him rest in peace. He's not here to defend himself. I don't agree with that. if this is Wendy's truth, she should be able to say it whenever she wants to. Yeah. This guy, Sherrick, passed away in 1999, just to be clear.
Yeah, that shouldn't clear him of something as devastating as that.
That's her truth.
Right.
Insiders say that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West may still share love, and they certainly share plenty of history and four kids together, but it's not enough to keep them together.
Oh. We saw it coming, man. Come on.
Yeah, this has been like quite a while in the
making. I mean, and let's be clear. On this show, Shay and I, we never want to pray for the downfall of anybody or their personal relationships, especially a marriage where they got four kids. But you got to be honest with yourself and real that we seen the signs coming a long time ago.
I've never heard this song. Right.
Country western. We'll be going away. Who you think? You think she's really becoming a lawyer? Because they're saying that that's one of the things that are splitting them up is her trying to become a lawyer at the age of 40.
Yeah, she's serious about that.
Yeah.
Her father was a lawyer.
If you look at the OJ thing, he was more of a run boy at that time.
He
was. If you look, no, seriously, if you look at it, he wasn't, you know. But good luck. I just hope the kids are okay.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103.
Who is this?
My name is Toya.
All right, Toya, let's see if you can do Aaliyah justice.
Let me know. Shay, I don't know, man.
How about you?
That was all over the place. I'm just going out there with the truth. Damn. It's snowing. Give it to her anyway.
You got a $50 gift card to the Melting Pot. To celebrate and support Kansas City's neighborhood restaurants during KC Restaurant Week. You'll be able to do that. Presented by Cisco. Plus, you qualify for what, Shay?
$1,000 in cold cash.
Okay, okay.
Hey, tell Kansas City what station is number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Kansas City,
I want to break it down.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in cold cash.
Making deposit.
Always giving you more chances to win.
Always winning.
Kansas City's number one.
Number one.
For
hip-hop and R&B.
Hot 103 Jams.
More money.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.